AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The man accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk could face the death penalty if he's convicted. Utah County Attorney Jeff Gray described a note found indicating why Tyler Robinson targeted Kirk.
The roommate looked under the keyboard and found a note that stated, quote, "I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it."
The 22-year-old is charged with aggravated murder. And a New York judge has thrown out terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione. The judge rejected the Manhattan District Attorney's theory that the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson was, quote, intended to evoke terror. And the U.S. Federal Reserve today is widely expected to cut interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point. The last cut was 9 months ago. Cuts have been on hold while the Fed evaluates how President Trump's tariffs are impacting the economy. Meanwhile, the president is on his second state visit to Britain. The president and First Lady Melania Trump will meet with King Charles and Queen Camilla today. The AP's Danica Kirka has more.
It's an experience you just can't buy. The staff at Windsor Castle have been polishing the carriages, dusting off the diamonds, laying out the silver, doing everything they possibly can to make sure that President Trump's second state visit to the UK is just an extravaganza.
Protests have been held outside of Windsor Castle, and images of the president and Jeffrey Epstein were projected onto the walls of the castle as Trump arrived yesterday evening. In Gaza City, thousands of Palestinians are fleeing with an Israeli military offensive moving in. An Israeli official told the AP the military believes there are 2,000 to 3,000 Hamas militants left in Gaza City. The offensive aims to crush the militant group's ability to fight. This is AP News. Baseball's home run leader this season has chased down records set by two Hall of Famers. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has more.
Cal Raleigh has broken Mickey Mantle's record for home runs by a switch hitter. Raleigh hit his 55th and 56th homers of the season in consecutive at-bats against the Royals on Tuesday night. He tied the Mariners' record set by Ken Griffey Jr. Raleigh hit his 55th homer in the third inning batting left-handed. He then hit his 56th in the fourth batting right-handed. Griffey set the Mariners' record with 56 homers in 1997.
Anytime that you mention with legends.
Raleigh received a standing ovation from Mariners fans and applause from Royals fans. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More information, more on this and other stories at APNews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.